Welcome to 305 Radio. This is Struck.
And Draymond.
And we're here at the studio we at? Mix Masters Studio. Mix Masters Studio.
Yep.
And today on the show, we have the one and only Dashes
Clay. Yes, sir.
Repeat
man,
guest.
Listen,
thank you.
I got to.
For sure.
I'm like Batman. You just put the signal up and I'll come running.
And he just shows up out of nowhere.
Facts.
Make sure you guys go back and check that first episode out. Season one.
What season are we in?
Two.
Oh.
Season
two.
Okay.
Official season two, yeah. Yeah. Then season three will start eventually. I don't know when we'll get there, but we'll get there. Probably season two is like 150 episodes in.
Tash anyways. Is like 10 times.
Tash is like, yo.
I like talking, so.
10 of those are mine. Yo, so welcome to the show, Dash. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having us at your studio.
Facts, man. Thank you for being here.
We've always been in our element, and today we're in your element, so it's a nice flip on that.
I'm saying, it's like being on stage where he's always producing his videos. Because on IG, where you do your lives, it's in these rooms,
facts,
right?
Facts. Right? Pretty much always this or in my office.
Yeah, it's one of the two.
Yeah.
One of the two. So it's like, oh my God, I'm in a landmark.
Yeah, this is like where everybody knows me from. That's the studio.
It feels
good to be here because I usually like I turn down opportunities to do like interviews in this studio because I'm here so much.
Damn.
So you. But like it's been so long since I've done one here that I was like when you asked me I was like you know what, it's time.
It's time to bring the mics back.
Yeah, facts.
To the studio.
Let's talk about Mix Masters.
Yeah.
Man, what could I say? Like this is literally my home. I used to run a couple studios in downtown, and long story short, I woke up one morning and my studio was completely flooded.
Whoa.
So I had lost like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment and time and energy. And, you know, after that, I just kind of felt like I had nowhere to go. And I was like, honestly, just ready to give up on music. And I feel like at my lowest point in life, actually, I had got a phone call from my friend and he was like, yo, I want to take you to this spot and introduce you to these people. And he introduced me to Dre and to Hayes, who like literally in an instant we became like best friends, and this has become like my refuge and my home since then. This is like, you know, I work out of a lot of studios, but like this is definitely to me the greatest.
That's dope. And this place has history.
This place has history and energy. Like you walk in, you could walk. I always say this about this place. Like you could walk into studios all over Miami, and I feel like 80% of them, you're gonna get like a very cold energy when you walk in. Like even as a first timer, and I feel like every time people walk in here, like there's just good vibes. Like there could literally be nobody in the hallways and there's good vibes. Like there could be 20 people in here and there's good vibes, and it's like very hard to recreate that.
Yeah.
You know, or even create that intentionally. So, like, I feel like, you know, when you hit, you hit, and this is one of those spots, like...
It's just natural.
Yeah, you can really be yourself and create here. Like, there's definitely so many, so much variety of people here that, like, you can comfortably be yourself.
That's dope. That's really dope. And how long you been here? How long has it been that you guys have been established here?
Mix Masters has been established, I think, going on 13 years. I've been here for 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've always, do you come in here and work as an artist? Do you
both
behind the boards?
So a lot of it is me working on my stuff, and I also work with a lot of artists producing on their projects, albums, mm-hmm. singles, etc. This is like the creative space. So honestly, anything gets done here. The shoes get done here. The videos get cut here. You know, like so. This is honestly just like a multifaceted studio that I can be at.
Which we're going to get into in just a minute.
We have to get into it. You do so much. I definitely got to pick apart each project.
Let's start with that platinum you got hanging on your neck.
Yeah. platinum's been my creative umbrella and hub for like about 4 years now. Just recently, I've spent the entire first half of 2023 working on getting this partnership deal that I didn't really want to tell anybody about. And in the past month and a half, I finalized it. So basically, I'm part of a collective now. It's like the basis of it is like a big electronic music genre and label. Mm-hmm. A lot of those artists, I guess the best way I could explain it, a lot of those artists that create like big time EDM records, they're not really electronic artists. A lot of times those are vocals that get remade over like EDM tracks or house tracks, dance tracks. A lot of times maybe they're just one-off records where they work with a producer and they sing on it. So a lot of those artists don't have a home after the fact of what they release that's on EDM. They make R&B music, they make trap music, hip-hop music, whatever the case may be. So I've become one of the first like hybrid labels in my EDM collective that gives a home to those artists, that gives a voice to it. We're only a month into my deal, so we really haven't organized the scheduling of all our releases, but Platinum is going to be like a creative hub and a record label that releases projects for individual artists. Like, I don't want to sign any artists. I don't want to keep anybody captive or have to give any artist development to any artist. I kind of want to just be able to collaboratively create projects, whether it be music, whether it be merchandise, whether it be movies, whether it be whatever the case may be.
No limitations.
Yeah, but I really want to be able to tap into that market of artists that kind of just have a ceiling made for them because they don't know any other way. Their most success is, like we said, a remix or something else, you know, and there's so many artists that really just need a platform, so that's what we're going to be.
Advantage of an empty, a niche, a niche.
Yeah, facts,
niche,
facts.
That niche space in this whole industry where someone may not want to sign off their lives, you know, and plus, as an owner, I could imagine you'd have to create crazy deals.
Yeah, exactly, and I don't want to be a quote unquote daddy to anybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to
tell people.
I really have felt like my whole life as an artist, my gift is honestly like short spurts of creativity. Like, I could walk into a studio and completely rearrange, produce, and fix a song in like 15 minutes, right? And I could completely make that amazing. It's when you get to like 20 minutes, 25 minutes that I get distracted. I start getting my ADD. I get bored. So like I really just stare away the hell out of something really fast. And then after I give my 2 cents, like, I don't want anything more to do with it. Like, I already.
You want to just disconnect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like I kind of look at projects and artists the same way. Like, I want to be able to look at an artist, be like, you know what we should do? This is how we should do it. Boom. Okay, we're done.
We did it.
Let's go. Next person.
Project. Next project.
Yeah, because if I get stuck on something too much, I start feeling really bored and distracted.
It gives you motivation, right? Just to keep moving and shit. That's kind of like standing still and just, you know, I'm stuck doing this.
There's a lot of people that can do it. Like when we talk about engineers, like engineers are really amazing at being able to stay in a studio for like 8 hours, 12 hours, 20 hours at a time and just sit in a chair and record people. Like, I'm a really good engineer, but I don't think I have that gift of being able to sit down for 8 hours. Like, I'd much rather hire an engineer and produce the record. Mm-hmm. Because I can walk in and out of the room whenever I start getting distracted. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, like I said, that my gift is very short spurts of like, I know what to do. I want to do it right now. I know how to do it right now. Let's do it. Move on.
Yeah, you're not trying to keep that marriage alive.
Nah, not at all.
But now, with that same label idea, is that where that new single of yours?
Yeah, so Club Kai is my first single off the label. Club Kai is the first single of the year. I was like patiently, and it wasn't supposed to be. We had a lot of other music lined up to be the main lead single, but like, I just wanted to spread my wings and show like a different side of my music, because I kind of felt like after my last album, the New Religion album, I got like a lot of talk about like the hip hop songs and the rap songs on there, and I'm just at a point in my life where like that word and that term to me just sounds like obnoxious.
What term?
Rapper.
Okay.
Like, I don't like being defined as that, because I just feel like I'm so way past that. Like, I had this conversation with Shoddy a couple months back, and I was telling him that, and he was like, I just want you to know that I think you're completely wrong. You're a rapper. And he's like, yes, you're an artist, you're a talented artist, but you're a dope rapper. And I'm like, I feel that and I appreciate it, but like, I just feel like it's disrespectful to call myself a rapper.
Is it because you don't want to close yourself off to just that?
I think it's 50-50. Like, I feel like I don't want to be labeled that. And I feel like it's also disrespectful to rappers that are rappers. Like, Shoddy's a rapper. He's an amazing...
Shout out to Shoddy.
Yeah. Shout out to Shoddy.
He's literally, to me, such a goat at what he does. And I feel like calling myself a rapper is, in a sense, disrespectful to what he does, because I'm not just a rapper.
But you rap, though.
I do rap, and I'm insane. But... I feel like there's I'm much more faceted than that.
You want to kick
but,
a verse?
But do you really rap? Do you really rap?
But yeah, that's how I feel. Oh my goodness.
And that's a cool beat.
No, it's not.
It's different.
It's different. We just different out here.
So Platinum didn't start off like that, though.
No, Platinum was supposed to be a full-fledged label. I had a couple of artists that I was in conversation with to launch them, to give them a platform and to really dive into their career. And the more I kept doing it and trying to get everything off the ground, the difficulty of just being able to create that space as a label. Like, it's very easy in today's world to be an independent artist. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of these platforms like DistroKid and CD Baby and all this, they're set up for artists. Mm-hmm. They're not set up for labels. So I kind of had to get a little bit more information, a little bit more groundwork under me to, like, kind of figure out how to really manage and run a label. And then through that, and through working with the artists and really diving into their projects and really having, like, disagreements on, like, how things should be, I kind of realized, like, A, I'm way too I'm way too, like, possessive about things. And, like, I felt like I was really, my hand was just going too far on the artists. Like, I kept, like, wanting them to do things that maybe they weren't comfortable with. Maybe I knew it was best for them, but at the same time, I also know what it's like to be an artist. So, like, I kind of felt like I was just being too, like, possessive. And I was like, you know what? What'll stop this is me not being in control of their career or being, like, partly in control of their career. And then I started doing more projects. And like I said, like, the more I just did that, the more I just felt at home, like, with, like, short game.
Well, the reason why I bring that up is because it's a perfect example of the consistency that you've had over the years. If you go back to other interviews that we've done in the past, Platinum has always been present in all of your artistry. Mm-hmm. And you obviously carry that with you everywhere that you go, and it's the first thing that you kind of see aside from the red.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Red everything.
But what I want people to know when they hear that is that it's okay to make changes. It's okay to reinvent yourself. Every single day we're reborn, you know. So it's great to see that you've kept the Platinum, and I want to touch base on what that means to you. Why Platinum?
Platinum was one of my friends, Greg, that I used to work with in the studio. I used to record him. And every time something would be cool, he would say, "That's Platinum. That's Platinum." And I used to laugh at that. And I used to be like, "Yo, I don't know why that just had, like, a ring to me." Mm-hmm. And it got me saying that, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I would always start saying, "That's Platinum. That's Platinum." And that snowballed into me having to say that, or people would feel like I wasn't, like, certifying something, right? Like, so somebody would bring me, like, a song and would be like, "Play me the song." And then I'd be like, "Yo, that's super cool." And they'd be like, "But it's not Platinum." And I'd be like, "What do you mean?" And they'd be like, "You always say Platinum." And, like, "Oh, my bad, that's Platinum," right? Like, so, like, it got to that point where, like, people were just always like, "But is it Platinum? But is it Platinum?" And I guess, like, I just used it the term so much.
Took it and ran with it.
It's a stamp of approval.
It literally became a stamp of approval. And based off that, I just, like, one day kind of was like, "Well, let me not fight the tides here. Like, if that's what the stamp of approval has become of me, like, then let me just run with that." And,
yeah,
like,
might as well.
That's how I literally fell into creating Platinum.
Well, congratulations on the longevity of that.
Thank you.
But let's talk about this new music video.
Yo, not the
music video, music single. Music video? No, not yet.
So, man, listen. So, Dashius comes out of nowhere, starts posting this Club Kai thing.
Yep.
Yo, that's why I thought it was a music video.
I thought
it looks
she
like
thought it was
it,
a music
it,
video.
It looks
I
like
thought it,
it
was. Like, I thought it was like. I was like, "Yo, did this dude just really open up a spot and call it Club Kai, and he's hosting the whole nine?" So I waited patiently. I was like, "Yo, it's dope music." I didn't think about anything else.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, I thought I heard you. And I was like, "Yo, he's pushing. Yo, he's got a whole package."
But
the whole
it's
thing
a song,
is happening.
It's a club. It's a thing.
It's everything at one shot. Nah. What is it? What was it?
It's a new single. What's cool is there's, like, three layers of vocals on that song, and people have asked me, like, who are those? Like, some people have even thought, like, it's Fat Man Scoop on the song and stuff like that. And, like, it's really me just touching different voices. Like, I'm just tapping into different, like, characters and energy, and just, like, I just wanted it to be hype and energy full, and, like, I don't know. Like I was telling you earlier, like when we created that record, it wasn't meant to be anything. It was us just having fun in the studio on live, mm-hmm. and like it just we struck a chord that just was like, yo, this has to be something like tangible. It can't just be an idea that's floating around in the air. Like let's actually sit down and create this record, and we did it. We did it pretty fast, to be honest with you, because it was like I said, it wasn't when I heard it when I left the studio and I went over the live and I was like watching it back and I was like, yo, I just love this section of it. I love this section of it.
It's platinum.
Yeah, it's platinum. I'm not gonna try to change anything on this. I don't want to get too inventive or creative. Like
just keep it
I
simple.
Feel like I naturally hit it, so I was like, yo, we're gonna record this. We recorded it, and like I said, it was just perfect timing with the label. Mm-hmm. With the launch of the label, like I wanted to lead.
It's a dope record, bro.
With something different.
It's a dope record.
It's not what people would expect. No. Like I feel like I could have given five options and that would have been the least chosen option. Like you're gonna do a future house record right now. Like they would have been like rap record or R&B record or anything. But I feel like nobody saw that coming, so
nah, at all.
In my style.
I think that falls into what you were saying earlier, that you're not a rapper.
Exactly.
But
I feel like I feel like I can rap, but the thing is, like, I feel there's a lot of times where I don't drop rap music. So, like, how do you explain that?
You're an artist.
Exactly.
That raps.
Exactly.
So when you're rapping, you're a rapper.
It's like people don't call people like you're an oil canvas artist. Like they just be like you're an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like you feel like using oil paint today or water paint tomorrow or
so you
finger
feel,
paint. Like you're an artist.
You're a watercolor.
You feel rapper is just a style of artist that people choose to paint with.
Yeah, kind of. And not in like a derogatory way. Like I just feel like some people are just really great at what they do. So I don't want to take that. I don't want to take away from that. I used to get really upset when people wouldn't put me on these lists. Like these fucking lists in Miami, like
why,
when they
bro?
Do like top 10 fucking rappers, and I'd be like, you really didn't put me on your fucking list. I would
wow.
eat 9% of these nine out of 10 of the rappers I would blindfoldedly destroy. But they don't put me on these lists. And then like I would ask certain questions to some of these editors and I'd be like, yo, why am I not on this list? And they'd be like, are you really a rapper? So like I also I also kind of felt like, all right, if you're not gonna give me that claim to fame, then I'm not gonna
last for it.
Yeah, like guess what? Like,
so they tell you you're not a rapper.
There's been plenty of times where I don't think anybody's ever looked down and been like, you're not a rapper. Like I just feel like people have
you're
been
not
like,
just a rapper.
You're not just a rapper. You know, and but at the same time, like yo, I feel like I've earned my respect as a rapper. Like,
I mean, yeah, man. They give Wyclef props.
Then why don't they put me on the fucking list?
Let's be real about the industry, though, and uh-huh. even the media and all that yeah. stuff. It may not be, I mean, it all comes down to a matter of preference. Somebody might think you're a rapper and another person might not. But it's also about favoritism.
That, too.
Yo, I have a perfect
pain.
Example.
But I don't even want to say that because I feel like I'm friends with everybody.
Yo.
So I don't know.
But how about this? The other day, someone said, yo, Travis Scott, doesn't he do R&B?
You see?
Who calls him a rapper?
And Travis, because how about this? I feel so bad for him because I use him so much, but I just feel like he's the ideal, like in the dictionary sense of it.
Oh,
like,
boy.
I feel like Shoddy would probably not say that Travis Scott's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Because it's two different, it's like two different energies. I kind of feel like Travis Scott's an artist also. He does a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, but is he a rapper?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Same thing with Drake, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people criticize him.
These are great questions.
But see, would you put Drake on your MCs list?
Or would
you?
Why would you use that word MC, though? See, you just made it more. You just made it more complex.
Let's go. Yeah, yeah.
Just a rapper.
How about top rappers of 2024 or 2020?
You see, but now that you say that, it's like, if you really think about it, there's really not that many rappers that could even go on that list. Like, who's a rapper in today's world? Like, Joey Badass would be, like, somebody I think
yeah.
about. Or, like, Dave East. Or
Lil Baby.
No, I don't consider Lil Baby a rapper.
Why? Oh, he started singing.
I don't know. I just don't. I guess it's because maybe trap music kind of falls out of the category of, like, rap to me. When I hear the word rap, I hear, like Timberlands in New York.
Yeah, but come on.
like.
So what would you call? So what would you call it then?
I don't know.
Because then that's where we're gonna have to. That's where we're gonna have to place Drake at.
I think Drake is an artist.
You would have put him on a rapper. He would. So he wouldn't make a rap list.
That's a great question.
Would he make? Is Drake hip hop?
Drake embodies everything.
Okay, so Drake is everything.
Yeah, because he does pop music. He does Afrobeat music.
So he's a great artist. He'll be in the top artist list.
How about this? I feel like rappers should be only people that rap.
Okay, fair enough.
Like if you do any kind of like melodizing or
no hooks.
The moment you do hooks. Oh, you're invoking Shaq. We don't need no hooks.
It's just I feel like I don't know. That's a very complex and multi-layered conversation and question and answer. Yeah, I don't have an answer.
It depends who you ask, you know?
Yeah, facts. That's another thing too. Yeah, I guess it definitely depends who you ask.
This is true, but I mean, at the end of the day, we have to establish like some kind of ground level.
No, facts.
Call a friend, bro. Get Shoddy.
Shoddy, we gotta ask you a question.
Poor Shoddy.
We gotta figure this out. We need your assistance. Nah, I ain't gonna tell you something. Fuck that.
My guy.
But that would have been funny though. So aside from the whole rap, hip hop, what Mount Rushmore's and lists, are you, before we move on, are you okay with not being on those lists now?
Nah, he wants to get on.
Yeah, I want, you know what? I feel like I've always been kind of the guy that like I roll my eyes and just keep it moving. But at this point, I kind of feel disrespected.
I mean,
do feel like, I guess the best way to say it is I really feel like I've earned my fucking stripes.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I shouldn't have to demand it, or I shouldn't have to perform or clown my way into attention. Like, I feel like I just earned it.
Very well put. Amen to that, bro.
Amen to that.
Put
Amen
this man on the
put
list.
Me on a list.
Put him on the list, damn it.
Biggest complainer.
No.
You be careful what you ask for,
top,
right?
Top Miami artists. What are the top Miami artists? Because you're not just a rapper.
What are the top Miami... Oh, yeah, okay, well, I thought you were asking.
No,
I was like,
no,
oh, man.
No.
I was like, oh, God.
Yeah,
put me on the spot.
Hold on. And then you're not going to put certain people on that list.
Yeah, facts.
Nah, aquí en Miami todos somos artistas. Wait.
Yeah, you're right.
Miami,
somebody's going to come,
bro.
Miami, you put me on your list, but you are on my buddy list.
You're
305
on my top
Radio
five.
And 305 Magazine is officially going to start a list.
There we go.
This is why I don't
swear.
Do
if I don't make that list.
Yo, this is why I don't do this. Yo, because... I don't know enough. What if someone comes out of left field and be like, "Yo, why am I not on this list?"
But you know what? This goes all the way to the top. Like, when like even in Billboard awards and stuff like that, sometimes people get mislabeled. You don't remember when? And shout out to him. I don't mean this in any like funny way, but it is funny. You don't remember when J Balvin won? Afro Artist of the Year, like no. a year ago or two years ago, and like he got so much hate for that.
Well, that's
I
like
felt
a rapper
so bad for him.
Pop artist, you know.
But I just like I'm like, yo, he didn't ask to be in that
list.
In that list, he didn't ask to win. Like, how are you hating him?
But he still took the award.
He was like, yo, you guys can hate me. All
if
you
they would have said Dashes Clay gets the award for Afro Artist. I'm running up on there, and I'm grabbing my award. I'll be like, finally.
You won't be like, nah, bro.
I'm pulling
I can't,
a Kanye
I can't
speech
accept
and everything.
This.
Yeah, I'm having a...
You'll be like...
I might just puff my hair out for the whole award show.
I thought you would have been like, nah, I'm not... I can't accept this.
I would accept at this point. Get me on a couple lists, and then I might change my mind.
I don't care what kind of list.
What? I'm the best Irish rapper?
I'm not going to turn down my first award.
I'll take
yeah,
it.
Facts. Facts. Facts.
It. Yo,
you'll pass facts. For the Irish.
Big facts. I need my Irish award.
Oh, man. Yo, so, all right. So, aside from music and being involved in all facets of music, right? Your kicks.
Yes.
Tell me about the Reds.
Okay, so the Red 253s that I just dropped, when I dropped the Red Baron 1s and the Red Baron 2s, they're priced extremely high for some people because they're just not used to the luxury and quality and the cost of that. Like the Red Baron 1s and Red Baron 2s are 100% Italian handcrafted leather. Each shoe is made from some Italian guy's hand. Could be Mario or Luigi, I don't know. But they're very high luxury shoes, so they're expensive. I had a lot of people that were overseas that were like, I would really have loved to have buy your shoes. I can't afford them. And like, it got to the point where like, I really just started feeling bad about it. And I was like, okay, maybe like, I should care, right? Like, in a sense where I was like, yo, I was really just wanting to like, appeal to like a high class luxury client.
Exclusive.
But then I realized, I'm like, yo, a lot of my fans aren't all rich, you know? And I want to do something cool for them that, like, price point shouldn't be, like...
Yeah, make them affordable.
Yeah, so I started looking for ways to get that done, and it took me months and months and months. My goal was to put a $50 sneaker out or a shoe out. I got it to $60, which is pretty close. $60, $65, I'm not sure.
It's not bad either.
But...
That's reasonable. Hell
yeah. Then I partnered up with one of my favorite artists, who's actually from Miami, too. His name is Ja Cuba. Well, now he goes by Have One. And we designed a collection, and the sneakers, aka shoes, are in that collection. And those are the red 253s. 253 is like the number that's followed me in life, and red stands for real every day. So I just kind of wanted to put something cool together, and that's where we're at with those. Just more in a sense, really not losing the style, and being affordable. Which was my intention, really, like strictly for South America, because I was like mainly it was people in South America that were like, just wish I could afford those. But I mean, like, I know what that's like, so I'm like,
what did you have, like Italians hidden in a classroom?
Where'd you get these Italians?
where'd you get these people making?
If
making
I told
these
you,
kicks?
I'd have to kill you. Nah.
Hey, what's the big difference? Actually, what's the big difference between both brackets? Like, what did you do differently to bring that price down? That's still dope.
The materials was really the most, the materials and the way these shoes are made. These shoes are not handcrafted. Mm-hmm. They're still great quality, but they're mass produced instead of individually, because the Red Baron 1s and 2s, those get made by order.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay,
like
that makes more sense. So
by Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, by Mario and Luigi. The other ones we have a larger quantity of.
Wow, that's dope. That's really dope.
How can they get them though?
On dashesclay.com and platinuminc.com. Yeah, they're still available. And I'm still looking to lower those prices. Like I'm finding other ways. I'm learning a lot still about materials, how to buy them, where to source them from, the manufacturers that I'm partnering with. Mm-hmm. So there's still ways that I'm going to be able to drop these prices down, but I'm working on that.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, the Reds.
The Reds.
The Red Barons, I think those are going to keep going up. Like my next pair of shoes, I think is like $300.
Oh, because you're creating a different brand for a different price point, and
yeah,
then you're gonna keep the Red Barons.
Yeah, because my Red Baron line is like very upscale, like very leather lead, very like, you know, when you look at like the Louis or the Versaces, they got like the spikes on them and stuff like that. Like they're very custom crafted, so I can't afford to cut any corners on that. So yeah. I'm paying top dollar for top dollar materials. But when you put them on, you feel
rich. Platinum.
Yo.
You're like, yes, you feel. And what's really dope about them is like, I try to keep this control on the sneakers to where you could literally wear them anywhere. Like you can wear them to the court, you can wear them to court. You can wear them to the club. You know, you can wear them to the beach. Like I want them to be
like a versatile design.
A very versatile luxury design shoe that, you know, I don't think you should have to wear slides, like Gucci slides, if you don't want to wear something nice.
I think that's dope that you're going two different price points, and it just sounds like a lot of fun putting together. You know what I mean? And the more we speak, it's clearer and clearer why you don't like to be labeled as a rapper.
Facts.
Now you're just an artist, encompasses so many things.
An artist of many trades.
Yes.
Yeah, a jack of many trades. I mean, a creative, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, because making kicks, just sounds like a lot of fun, going through the materials and this and that.
It's a process,
though. It's definitely a process. I think as my team grows, it'll become a faster process because I have certain people now that I trust with certain things. Mm-hmm. Like I'm trying to not be, like we were talking about earlier, like I'm trying to not be so hands-on about everything. I'm just very OCD with like anything in my life.
It comes down to trust.
Like down to lighters. I like literally like line up my lighters just because I'm like so OCD. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like for me, I just feel like I got to trust people and trust their vision and trust them to understand my vision as well.
Big gems. These are nice nuggets.
You're showing a lot of growth from the last time that we spoke, which was honestly not that long ago. So it's good to see that.
It feels like I've grown. You know what? I can literally give the like. I watch a lot of stuff on like Instagram Reels, and I feel like I kept seeing over and over this like a lot of people talking about just feeling uncomfortable, and I hit this point this year where I just kept saying to myself, I need to make myself feel uncomfortable every day. Because I was just really, like, I feel like 2022, I was in this place of comfort. And I got kind of, like, just put in quicksand. And also, like, kind of, like, lost in the, like, direction of, like, I'm just comfortable in doing everything I'm doing. And I felt like I wasn't really getting the traction that I've had in my whole career. So I feel like this year has been a very big, like, let me get uncomfortable so that I can overcome that. So I feel like the confidence has come from that, like just facing challenges every single day and just attacking them head on.
Beautiful.
Heck yeah, that's really important. Most people don't, they start shitting themselves.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like my last year was like that. I feel like every time somebody would come to me with like a challenge, I'd be like, nah, I already have my routine. You know, I already know how to win. I already know how to do this. I already know how I'm comfortable. I don't need that. I don't want to do that. And then it just got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm not growing. I'm not gaining. I'm not winning. I'm coasting. I'm comfortable. But I'm not shining like I normally shine. So it was like.
And you were shining because you were uncomfortable. And
yes.
Overcoming.
My whole career, my whole time, everything I was doing, I was trying to always outdo myself, And I feel like last year I hit a point where I was like, yo, I'm doing great. Let's keep I don't need to do more. I just need to keep doing what I'm doing. And like, I feel like I got comfortable in that skin. And then one day I looked in the mirror and I was like, dude, haven't done nothing cool. I'm going through old pictures on my phone looking for, you know, I'm looking to post something, like something as small as that. And I'm like, yo, I haven't been really doing cool stuff that like makes me laugh and be impressed at myself, which is really my always, you know, the person I'm trying to impress is myself, really.
Facts. And that's really important. If you don't feel that, it's not going to show.
Yeah, facts.
It's not going to show. So you did do your kicks. You do merch, which, do you have any crazy merch?
The Red Baron line, the Red Baron 3s are going to be dropping with, nobody knows, so this is cool.
Exclusive.
The Red Baron 3s are going to be dropping with leather bags. They're going to be also a female line, wallets, purses, and a couple other things. So, like, I'm really excited about that because I like it, really was trying to get to accessories faster, but like now I finally have the trust from my shoe.
That's good.
Company that's like finally like.
You're such a rapper, bro. Yo, we're talking like you've taken your brand and just.
And I got an award for my sneakers.
Hey, congrats,
so
bro.
That was super.
So you
was
did
that?
Make it to a
I
list.
I did make it to a list. Yeah, you know what? I did make it to a list. So for my sneakers, I got a.
What award was it? Tell us.
It was a marketing and branding award for my sneakers, which is like such a compliment to me because people, you know, when they usually compliment me about my work, they'll compliment me on my branding, on my music. Sorry. So it felt like a big accomplishment to get that same recognition in the clothing area. Because I still relatively feel like a newbie with a lot of this stuff. Like it wasn't like I grew up knowing fabrics and how to get all this done. Like I'm self-taught and I'm learning from my you know, the people above me that give me.
But you've always had swag.
Thank you.
Man, that's really dope, man. I mean, you just jumping over hurdles that most creatives just, I'm good.
Yeah, I got to take these leaps of faith.
So, aside from merch, and let's bring it back to the studio, you do a lot of sound design. Right?
I'm doing more.
Okay.
I wouldn't say a lot, but I'm doing more.
Because I know that you worked on a recent project.
Yes, the Montana movie. That was so cool. I'm doing like the sound design. I'm doing basically like the sound production of like movies and certain films.
Like soundtracks.
Yeah.
Dope.
So it's been cool.
How's that experience been? Is it what you expected?
It's a lot. There's a lot of people in a lot of these projects, so you gotta kind of like make everybody happy. But I've been blessed enough that everybody that I've worked with has really been like, here's the bare bones of everything. We trust you to take it over the top.
Nice.
So like, although I've had like, you know, certain people that are like, hey, can we do this and do that? For the most part, I've had the creative freedom to be like down to anything. It's so weird. Like most people wouldn't realize how much sound design goes into anything. Just like let's use a trailer as an example. Like every single sound on those things has to be attacked.
Precise. Yeah.
Precise. Yeah. Sometimes those sounds don't even exist, so you got to make your own sound, or you got to find your own sound, or you may like. There was a fighting scene in one of the movies. I literally had to get a microphone and basically like beat one of my friends up just so that I can get that background sound, because I couldn't find it anywhere. I couldn't buy it. I was asking friends. They're like, we don't have that sound. And I needed something to match it. So like I literally had to like put a mic on my friend, kind of rough him up a little bit so that I have like, so down to detailed things like that.
Nice.
So it's super cool. It's you know, it's a whole different world.
That is good to hear.
Requires more attention,
I'm
though.
I'm saying, yeah. You're so multifaceted.
I like the detailed part of it. Like, I really like mixing records because of the details on it. So doing movies is cool, too, because it's just a different kind of detail. I still definitely feel wet behind the ears on a lot of the work. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and toot my own horn, act like I got it like that. But I'm enjoying the experience of getting better and learning more about it.
Do you have any other projects coming down the pipe?
At this moment, no.
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 As of now.
As of right now.
Probably the next interview, you'll be...
Yeah, usually when I get those, I get them in spurts.
Yeah.
And where can we find Montana?
Montana is on the Only Indeed YouTube page. Shout out to Aaron Salgado. Shout out to Jokes. These are two guys that I have like very high admiration for. And they're like super amazing and funny. So,
Shout out to them. Shit, man. You got, what do you got? What do you got working on that?
Yeah, we
got to
catch up.
What do we have to expect from you now?
Really, my main focus is platinum, getting these next records launched. I have so much music, that's ready to go out of the door. So over time, we'll see that. You'll see kind of like the growth I'm going to be having as an artist, because I'm really not going to be rapping anymore. I just got tired of that whole like.
But you ain't a rapper.
Yeah. Facts, right. But I kind of feel like I'm so comfortable in my uncomfort that everything I'm chasing will be a little bit different. Because I'm chasing places that I haven't been to.
Ooh.
So that's I feel like a lot of the music that I have is people going to be like, that's cool. I didn't expect that.
That's the title of something.
What did I say? I don't even know what I said.
What did I say? Chasing something I've never been to.
That's cool.
It's something or somewhere I've never been to. That's a book or something right there, bro. Something.
Very philosophical.
It's going to be a platinum. Yeah. No, you didn't say platinum. Forget it.
I designed somebody's book not that long ago. That was cool.
Okay.
Tell us about that.
It's one of my friends, and she was writing a book about words, and came to me and was like, I know you're so creative. I want you to help me design my book. And we designed her book. And it was one of my first book. It was like another notch on my belt of like cool things that I got to do.
So as a book,
and I did a commercial for McDonald's. That's cool. Okay. Nobody knows that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear my voice on somewhere. I don't know where it's gonna end up. I just know that I wrote
You'll know when you get the checks in the mail.
Yes, we've those have been received already. So, but yeah, that should be cool. So be on the lookout for that. It was like such a weird process. Like when they came to me about that, I was trying to like really create a character for that commercial, and I feel like through the process of me and McDonald's bouncing back and forth of like what we were working on. Shout out to Kai and shout out to Dolph that like helped me produce that record. It was like it ended up more than anything sounding like a Dashus Clay song.
Okay.
Like it's so weird. I never in my life thought that I would be like writing about fries and like nuggets and stuff. But it sounds so cool. Like I can't even hate on it. I'm like, I feel pretty proud of it when I hear it. I'm like, yeah, that sounds.
So you are a rapper.
It is cool.
Oh my God. Yo, we're never going to let you live that
now. I can't wait to hear it. I hope.
Can't wait to say that.
I hope, you know.
No, but you know what? It's dope that shit, man, a McDonald's commercial.
That's big.
Fuck yeah.
That's a lot of trust. That's how I felt about that. That I was like, yo, I feel like that's saying a lot.
Are you going to have a BK diss song?
We talked about that so much. Was like
they're being sued right now because their Whopper's too small.
You see that?
There you go. That's the whole diss track right there.
Listen, all I eat is Chick-fil-A, so I just want to do a Chick-fil-A song next.
Oh man, yeah.
You'd Damn. Be perfect. You got the red and everything.
I would. I feel like they could pay me in spicy chickens.
Damn, I want some Chick-fil-A.
You
now.
See, they're gonna be like, "Well, you said on this podcast, chicken, so we got you. He's a couple sandwiches."
It happened to Pusha T, right? Pusha T did a song with McDonald's, and then he went to Arby's.
No.
You never seen that?
I hate Arby's.
Yo,
I
love Arby's. Did you just say I love Arby's?
No, I'm probably one of the only people I've ever eaten them.
I'm going to drop this mic now.
I found the guy that keeps Arby's open.
I go once a year.
You said once a year?
Yeah, at least once a year.
Oh, my
That's,
God.
You can't say I love Arby's and say you go once a year.
Yo, for
yeah,
real.
I love like Hooters and I'm there. Regular.
Yeah,
yo, I love Hooters.
Like, you're at Arby's at least
but
twice.
But, see, I'm at Hooters at least twice a month. I can say I love Hooters.
Nah, I'm good.
You can't say I love Arby's
I
and go.
I worked at Hooters.
You're not
Who
a good.
Who doesn't like Hooters, though?
A lot of people don't like Hooters. You say you worked at Hooters?
I worked in the kitchen in Hooters. What a waste of time, bro.
Why waste of time?
Bro, I was like, yo, I'm out. I was like, homie, thanks for the job, but I'm out. I can't. I'm just frying chicken. All you do, fried chicken.
I would have got so fat.
Yo, no. I ain't eating no chicken.
And I probably would have salivated on people's chicken. Just be like, oh, my God.
Nah, yo, you, nah.
Like, I got 9 wings. Like, yeah, I know. I
you mean you only have 9 wings
The way
wings
I
left.
Sauced those up, I couldn't resist.
Now, if they let you rock your own sauce and put it on the menu, it's a different world, but no. Nah.
So you're being super risky, right?
Yes.
Risque or risky?
However you want to say it. Mm-hmm. Potatoes, potatoes, right? Do you think you're going to change the red to a different color, or is that something that's forever?
No, the red's not going to change. What I am doing is I'm growing my hair out, which is like I'm in the most ugliest stage of hair growth ever right now. Like the top I can braid and the sides.
It's like a mullet kind of.
Look, it's so sad.
It's like a rat.
It's so crazy. My hair right now, I literally stress out all the time. The only reason
Don't worry,
I haven't
this is
cut
not
it.
A visual.
Yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Facts. I promise you, my girl is my leading strength on me not cutting my hair because she's probably so exhausted of me every day looking in the mirror and being like, I gotta cut this. It's gotta go. She's like, just be patient. I'm like, no, you're right, you're right, you're right. And then I wake up the next day and I'm like, it's just killing me. It's just looking at me. And it's just like, but I just wanted to grow my hair out. Every time I get challenged to do something, somebody said I would never grow my hair completely out. And I was like, you know what? Challenge accepted. So I started growing my hair out and like, now I want to braid the whole thing.
I challenge you to a new color.
Jesus, that was good. That was good. I don't know. I don't.
You know what? You could win that and say, darker red.
Dark red.
Dark red. Dark burgundy.
Red. Light red. Pink. Yeah, no, I don't think I'll ever change the red. It's just, it makes me feel good.
Hey, that's all that matters.
Yeah, like I literally never do this for anybody else but myself. People would think otherwise. Like, you're so good to your fans. I'm like, I'm better to myself.
Listen, that's why people love it.
Facts.
Right?
Yeah, because it's not a gimmick.
That's you.
It's how I feel at home.
What's red stand for?
Real every day.
Love that. Love that. And if I see the fire hydrant, fire
the FDC, yeah. Shout out.
Let's talk about
what's
that.
What's that stand for? What's it really stand for?
Some days I'll be like, forever Dashes Clay. And then I feel guilty about it because I'm like, what I really want to say is fuck Dashes Clay. So like, it just means FDC. I don't know. I just find, like, the first time I read it, FDC, it made me chuckle because I was like, yeah, FDC, man. Fuck him. And then like, the more I just saw it, I was like, wow, this is everywhere. And then like, somebody was like, yeah, this is for fire department connection, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's why it's on every building I look at. And then like a joke, as always, anything in my career, anything that starts off as like a joke or like me just doing something, like people kind of like start like sending me like, oh, I see it.
Fuck that, just click.
And then what's funny is that you know how many people privately send me videos where they'd be like, fuck Dashes Clay, and I'd be like, yo, post it, and they'd be like, I didn't want to disrespect you. I'm like, that's the point.
It's funny.
I'm not gonna get upset. I'm the one that created this. I'm like, yo, but you know, people are respectful.
You're technically up more than info, and that's hard.
You really worldwide.
Everywhere, bro. Info's everywhere.
I've seen info in so many places that I've traveled in this world. Yeah. I need to know who this guy is. I want to meet this guy one day.
Yo, he's on the hit list.
Have you ever met him?
Not yet.
Have you ever met him?
No.
He's kind of like
maybe we have him.
Yeah,
we don't
maybe
even
we
know
have.
Him.
He's kind of like what's this other art guy? The one that nobody's ever seen, but he's
Banksy?
Like Banksy. Maybe he's Banksy.
Maybe
info is Banksy.
And he has split personalities.
Let me tell you, I've been in Colorado, LA, New York, Texas. I've seen him everywhere I've gone. And I'm like, wow. This guy gets
it. He's like Kaiser Soze of graffiti.
He's got to work for an airline or something. How else does he afford this?
I don't know, man, but he's everywhere. Like completely, it's got to be an airline.
Did you ever get into graphing as a rapper? It's only natural that you...
I have books.
Ah, so you did dabble.
When I was like a jit.
Okay.
And they were not that good.
What did you go by?
I went by Dash.
Okay.
But now I'm better at art than I used to be. I do a lot of painting now.
Okay.
But like mainly I do painting for like my family.
Why not? You started doing that, I think, through the pandemic, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I went through a moment where I was like selling art and like people were asking me for like certain pieces and like it didn't make me feel good. Like it didn't make me feel bad. Like I wasn't depressed off it. But like I just like when I started giving the pieces to my family members, it made me feel like a really like complete.
Oh, wow.
So like I try to like anytime something like if I have a conversation with my cousins or family or mom or girl or whatever and like they kind of say something and like I can like envision painting something about that, I kind of do it now. Like,
and when it comes to you, when you see the vision, then you can
yeah,
see it
like
already.
My mom's obsession, like an example, my mom's obsession is my two dogs. So like I painted her my two dogs.
What kind of dogs?
A Yorkie Poo and a Frenchie.
Nice.
Platinum Van Baron and Spade is their names.
Platinum,
but like
Van
I drew
Baron.
I painted them for her, like these big two portraits of them, you know, like things like that that like it will either make them smile or
just remember you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what really makes me happy painting.
How do you want people to remember you?
Oof.
Not as a rapper.
Yeah. There's certain people in my life that when I hear their name, I'm like, man, that guy's solid. And I want people to remember me like that, like just solid. Like, I want people to remember my smile. Yeah, I think I wrote this on Instagram like a month ago that I was like, yo, the only thing I ask is the day I pass, my funeral, I do not want any sad music. Like, I need it to be a party. I want people to feel good. I want people to remember me for being positive and happy and good vibes. Like I don't want my legacy to be, you know, I don't know.
You want it to be a positive memory now.
Yeah, man. Like I definitely, God forbid the day that my time comes, I want people to know that I did what I had to do, wanted to do and got to do happy, you know, like I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I live to platinum.
Yeah, I just
and
want
And he went where he's never been before.
Yeah, and he went where he's never been.
I'm telling you, man, so many gems. So many gems. Yeah, man. Yo, so, yo, any shout outs you want to give before we wrap up?
Well, first, let's tell everybody where they can find you, where they can find everything. Your merch, the shoes, the videos, everything.
Everything's at dashiusclay.com.
Spell dashius.
D-A-S-H-I-U-S, clay, C-L-A-Y.com, or at Platinum Inc., P-L-T-N-M-I-N-C. And you can find all the merch there, the music there, the videos there. Anything that has to do with me, you'll definitely find them there.
Shout out to Mixmaster Studios. Where can we find the information on the studio itself?
At Mixmasters Miami is basically all the handles for everything.
And if anyone that's out there maybe is an artist and wants to get involved in your label, how can they do that?
Reach out to Platinum on Instagram or the email contact@platinuminc.com. We're definitely taking submissions. We're open to working with artists. If you have music that you feel like is ready to go and you don't know how to get it out, be more than happy to help. And basically, that's it. Or if you want to work with me, you have any projects, you know, I'm really, my phone is open. My line is open to collaborations at all times. Like whether it's clothing, whether it's music, whether it's art, you know, just reach out to me. Like I'm always busy, but I'm pretty accessible.
Always creating.
Always creating.
That is what's up. And your handles again?
Mine is mine are all at Dashius Clay.
Okay. Yeah. And then Platinum?
All Platinum Music.
P-L-T-N-M.
M-M. Yeah.
Inc?
Yeah.
At Platinum Music, Inc?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
No, I'm lying. On PlatinumInc.com.
PlatinumInc.com. Yeah. Okay. Bro, so thanks for doing this again, man.
Thank
you. I'm glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for sliding.
Good too, man. Yo, we learned a lot. Dashius hates being called the rapper.
Here comes that rapper, Dashius Clay.
That rapper guy. But I mean, you've done so many different things, man. It's mind-boggling. How do you find time for everything? And it's great to see that you don't stick to one thing. I mean, that goes to show that any artist listening to this, don't box yourself in.
Facts. Don't box yourself in and take those leaps of faith. As far as it may seem and as much as you may have fear that you're going to fall down and scratch yourself up, you're just going to learn from it.
That's what's up.
Don't label yourself unless it's platinum.
Yeah, facts.
Spoken by.